Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Welcome, this is Cassidy from the 4P Sunday Short Break Show. Join us for a variety of obscure features, including famous birthdays, local news, and jokes that will make you wonder why you're listening to this station.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 5. Tuesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 12, lows of 8. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 14, lows of 7. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 13, lows of 5. And Friday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs 13, lows of 5. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, Vectis Radio has been nominated for another award. This time, it's a Young Audio Award for the 4P's Radio Training School in the Achievement Within the Community category. The school was nominated for these awards 2 years ago, and this time we have a real chance of winning gold. Trustee Kelvin Curry said, "It's a great honour just to be nominated for these prestigious national awards. It shows that for a community radio station with a relatively small number of volunteers, we punch well above our weight. Thank you to the 4P's students too. Without them and their enthusiasm, we wouldn't be where we are today." Trustee Maggie Curry said, "Having seen how much the 4P's young people have learned and implemented over the past year, I can understand why they have been nominated. Their professionalism in researching, presenting and podcasting their shows is to be admired. They continue to help other young people in the community to increase their confidence as well as improve their own abilities. I am very proud to be associated with this amazing training school." Ian Mack said, "Just to be nominated is awesome. I am very proud of our achievements and the accolades seem to be coming our way. The setup is tried and tested by amazing young people, and with the main ingredients of radio, we boost confidence and communication in young people, but I wish we had more funding so we can help more people that really need it." The ceremony will be hosted by BBC Radio 1's Jordan North and Vic Hope on the 23rd of March at the BBC Radio Theatre in London. The Young Audio Awards are a collaboration by Commercial Radio and the BBC and celebrate young people with the talent for producing audio content. The awards are supported by Acast, Arkiva, BBC Sounds, Broadcast Bionics, Fun Kids, KISS and BBC Young Reporter. Meanwhile, the Royal Isle of Wight County Show is back for 2022 and, for the first time since 2009, will be held over 2 days to include even more fantastic performances and exhibition spaces. The long-standing popular event, now in its 121st year, will be held over the weekend of the 25th and 26th of June and will have a royal theme to tie in with the Queen's Jubilee celebrations that are happening nationally throughout June. Headlining the show will be the Queen's Colour Squadron, the RAF's dedicated ceremonial unit responsible for representing the RAF at state and national ceremonial occasions, as well as providing guards of honour for the royal family and heads of state. The squadron currently holds a world record for completing nearly 3 million foot and rifle drill movements in less than 24 hours. Finally, Compton Bay on the Isle of Wight is just one place off the top spot in the list of the top 10 places for stargazing in the UK. Anyone living on or visiting the Isle of Wight will already know there are many island locations that are great for stargazing, and we are also lucky enough to have lots of superb photographers who capture and share their images of the Milky Way and other astronomical wonders. Astronomer and science communicator Dr. Jennifer Millard teamed up with Land Rover to pull together the list of top 10 stargazing spots. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott O'Toole.
Hi, this is Kaden for your good guy for this week. On Monday is Jazz Jam K Arts Centre Newport 7:30 PM, James Halsey Medina Bookshop Cows. Wednesday, Level 1 presents String Bar and Venue Newport 7 PM, Island Storytellers presents an evening of traditional tales, Boojum and Schnark Sandown 7 PM, and on Thursday, Voodoo Raven Black Sheep Bar Ride 5 PM. This is Kaylin for Good Guy for this week. I thank you.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Danny Jones, who's a guitarist, Anna Guilford, who's a reality star, and James Taylor, who's a folk singer. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now!
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and today I'll be telling you how to make a smoky cod, broccoli and orzo bake. To make it, you will need 1 onion, chopped, 1 tablespoon of smoked paprika plus a pinch, 1/2 a tablespoon to 1 tablespoon of chipotle paste, 200 grams of long stem broccoli, 400 milliliters of hot vegetable stock, 150 kilograms of orzo, 1/2 a small bunch of dill, chopped, 1/2 a small bunch of parsley, chopped, 50 grams of frozen peas, 4 skinless cod fillets, 4 tablespoons of fat-free yogurt. To make the orzo bake, you need to heat an oven to 200 degrees centigrade, 100 degrees centigrade for a fan, or gas mark 6. Heat the oil in a deep oven-proof frying pan and fry the onion for 5 minutes until tender. Add the paprika, chipotle paste, broccoli and stock. Stir in the orzo and transfer for the oven to 10 minutes. Then stir in 1/2 the herbs and the peas and nestle the fish into the orzo. Sprinkle over a pinch of paprika and drizzle with oil. Then season. Cook for 8 to 10 minutes until the fish is cooked and the orzo is tender. Mix the remaining herbs with the yogurt. Loosen with a little water if needed, then serve with the orzo and fish. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Blake.
And this is Cassidy.
With some jokes.
Why did the toddler toss the butter out the window so she could see a butterfly?
Why do stand-up comedians perform poorly in Hawaii? Because the audience only responds with aloha.
What's a snake's favourite subject in school? History.
I once got fired from a canned juice factory. Apparently, I couldn't concentrate.
Why was the Easter Bunny so upset? He was having a bad hair day.
Where do you find a cow with no legs? Where you left it? This is Blake.
And Cassidy.
With jokes that make you wonder why you listen to this radio station.
In local news this week, a new dementia strategy will be considered by the Isle of Wight Council's Cabinet this week. The Isle of Wight Dementia Strategy sets out plans to improve the health and well-being of islanders living with dementia, ensuring that they and their families and carers are supported. Local voluntary and community organisations, including the Dementia Awareness Partnership, Age UK Isle of Wight, Alzheimer's Cafe, Carers Isle of Wight and Health Watch, have led on the development of the strategy, helped by many other local organisations, including Mountbatten Hospice, Independent Arts and the Alzheimer's Society. In addition, the strategy has been shaped by direct input from people living with dementia and their carers. The strategy has been produced by the Council in partnership with the Isle of Wight NHS Trust, Isle of Wight Clinical Commissioning Group, and will be adopted by all three organisations. Dementia is fast becoming the UK's largest health and social care challenge. There is an estimated 2,655 people over the age of 65 living with dementia on the island, and the Alzheimer's Society estimates that this figure will increase to 3,920 by 2030. There are around 15,000 unpaid family and friends caring for people on the island, of this, 32.5% of which are caring for someone with dementia. Meanwhile, a man who turned on his drinking buddy before trying to strangle him on the bed of a caravan in Newport has pleaded guilty to assault occasioning actual bodily harm. Oliver James Maxwell Franks, 44, of Laborham Drove in Cheddar, Somerset, appeared before the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court on Tuesday morning and pleaded guilty at the first opportunity. The court heard that during the early hours of 29th of May last year, Franks seriously assaulted Julian Scott at a caravan on Beach Road in Barton. The assault was so serious that it resulted in Mr. Scott sustaining a broken nose and a swollen eye, as well as significant bruising to the face and neck. Magistrates decided that the matter was so serious, they sent the case to the Crown Court for sentencing. The matter will be heard at the Isle of Wight Crown Court on the 8th of April. Finally, an Isle of Wight Council care home is celebrating after being rated good in all areas by the Care Quality Commission. The Adelaide in Ryde received the rating following an inspection visit in January. It had previously been found to require improvement in 2019. In the latest report, the inspector judged that the residential care home, which cares for up to 24 people with a physical disability or dementia, was good in all of the categories: safe, effective, caring, responsive and well-led. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Danny Jones, who was born in 1986, is 36. Anna Guildford, who was born in 1981, who's 41. And James Taylor, who was born in 1948, who's 74. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
This is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. International Ask a Question Day on the 14th of March strives to influence people's perceptions about questions. It aspires to not only accept, but also welcome people's desires to learn more about the world and how it works. One of the most important methods for humans to learn and connect with one another is through questions. Unfortunately, many people do not feel comfortable asking questions or do not know how to ask them in many situations. The purpose of this day is to raise awareness and teach others how to ask questions. People can discover delight, intrigue, and curiosity in all of the numerous parts that make everyday life immensely enjoyable when they can inquire about the world around them. Number 2. True Confessions Day on the 15th of March seeks to redefine how we think about confessing and convert it into a technique that can help people have a stronger conscience, happier relationships, as well as a greater general feeling of well-being. Confessions may appear to be solely a legal matter, but it may be a useful exercise for everyone, particularly those who are harbouring toxic secrets. For some, it may even be about suddenly being able to show their genuine self without feeling ashamed or guilty. This day is all about practicing honesty, being open in relationships, and getting rid of any unpleasant feelings or ideas from one's mind. And finally, number 3. Awkward Moments Day on the 18th of March is a recognition of all embarrassing moments which might or might not happen regularly, and to some people more frequently than most others. This day is dedicated to anyone who has ever hoped that the earth would open up and swallow them whole. Life is full of these experiences, from stepping out of a public toilet with a bug roll stuck to your shoe, to discovering you've been chatting with someone every day for a year and you don't remember their name. So, if something embarrassing occurs on this day, especially to you, but also to anyone else, search for the hilarity in the circumstance and laugh it off before the next one happens. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
Me and James are here to talk about our game, and if you have any questions about it, then you can just ask.
Okay.
So the game we are talking about today is Cyberpunk. So James, would you like to start us off?
The game is called Cyberpunk 2077, and it takes place in the year 2077, as the title suggests, in the American city of Night City.
So basically, it's a futuristic game. It's open world, and you're kind of like a criminal in it.
Then you've got a variety of different weapons you can have, which are good at certain things, and then you also have cybernetic augmentations that are good at certain things, such as combat. You can literally get sword blades that come out of your arms.
The mantis arms, yeah. So that's the only good thing about this game, but apart from that, the game is really, really bad. It's been in development for 10 years, and it still came out as one of the most buggiest games to ever be released.
One reason I think that happened is because they lied about the release date and said they could release it much earlier than they should actually do, which meant that when they kept delaying it, people were getting annoyed at the delays. So eventually, instead of delaying it again and making people so annoyed that they wouldn't buy the game, they decided to release the game in its bad state, which is full of bugs, and they're still releasing updates.
The game is much better now than what it used to be. When it first came out, the fact of how buggy it was when it was in 10 years of development is just incredible. Because, like, wow, that's, like, awful. Absolutely awful. Bugs everywhere. You couldn't walk somewhere without seeing a car driving upside down. It was really funny, but if you wanted to play the game, like, properly, it was really annoying.
I saw an article saying that either this year or next year there'll be a separate game in the same universe, which is team-on-team multiplayer, but I don't know if that's going to happen based on how the original game went.
I don't feel they'd do that. Do you have any questions?
How would you have to be to play it?
It is a 18 game, and I'm pretty sure me and James discussed this, and we both agree that it should stay 18, and you should not let anyone below it play.
Yes, agreed.
Because it has got multiple factors that are, like, really gory, nudity, so don't let your kids play it unless you, like, just don't let them play it.
The only reason I actually know this much about the game is because last year it was one of the most anticipated games for the end of 2020, but it ended up failing completely. Cyberpunk 2077 is available on Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5. It used to be available on Xbox One and PlayStation 4, but they removed it after it turned out to not run well at all on those devices.
Yes, it did not run well at all, and I know that because I used to play it on the old Xbox One. So yeah, it's on those consoles and those stuff. Do not get it for anyone under 18, because seriously, you will regret it. Trust me, I've played the game.
Hello, this is Cassidy with the Cinema Drive for this week. All of the following will be shown from Monday to Thursday this week. The Duke, which is a 12A at Cineworld in Commodore Cinema. Dog, which is a 12A at Cinema. Death on the Nile 2022, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Enchanted, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Sin 2, which is a U at Cineworld. Belfast, which is a 12A at Cineworld. Batman 2022, which is a 15 at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Sideshow, which is a 15 at Commodore Cinema. Spider-Man No Way Home, which is a 12A at Cineworld. For more information, including film availability, make sure you check the cinema website.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is milieu. It is spelled M-I-L-I-E-U. It is a noun which refers to the physical or social environment in which anything takes place or develops. It can be used in the sentence, "The peaceful suburban setting is the ideal milieu for raising a family." It originated from the mid-19th century from French, from the words mi, which means mid, and lieu, which means place. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's all for now. I am James, and this is Vectis Radio. It's a goodbye from me.
Goodbye from Caleb.
Goodbye from Jasper.
Goodbye from Blake.
Goodbye from Cassidy.
Goodbye! Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.